Shalom, all praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of His only begotten Son, Yahweh Shai. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. I'd like to do a quick lesson going into the true vine. When you go into the parables and some of the dark sayings and just things that the Lord spoke, and basically it was a mystery to those that weren't given the mysteries. The scriptures tell us that He revealed His secrets to His servants, the prophets. So just like you had people that was in the time of Yahweh Shai, who the world calls Jesus, when He was speaking, you know, to those different people or the crowds, you had certain people that they would listen, but they didn't get it, and they weren't supposed to get it. Scripture says, "My sheep hear My voice." So when you go into St. John chapter 15, Yahweh Shai is likened to the true vine. And just like, you know, for those that know about, you know, gardening, and know about, you know, planting and sowing, reaping and sowing, you know, just like a grapevine, you know, the Lord spoke in parables such as a vineyard. So with Yahweh Shai being the true vine of the vineyard, that is the pure grapes. You know, when you're making wine, you use grapes. So it is the perfect type of vine. So the Lord is the true vine, and His followers, His servants, His people are the branches. And the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, is the husbandman, which is the, you know, He's the one that is the one that purges the vine, you know, take out what's dead that won't bear fruit and is cast away. And those that are of His, that's in the Holy Spirit or in the Spirit, they're going to bear much fruit. So we're going to first start at verse 1, and it reads, "I am the true vine, and My Father is the husbandman." So Messiah is the true vine, and the Heavenly Father is the husbandman. "Every branch in Me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away." So your fruit is your works, your deeds, whether it be prophesying, you know, teaching, and your own works, your own deeds, how you treat your brothers or your sisters, how you treat yourself, you know, praying, fasting, you know, just doing your best to be a good brother or a good sister, being considerate, you know, have long suffering, you know, having a spirit of unity, being able to forgive as others forgive you, loving the Heavenly Father with all your heart, soul, and mind, love your neighbor as you love yourself, which is the two greatest commandments, having fearing the Lord, and retaining the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and applying that in your life. So that's the fruit, that's the works, that's the deeds. And also, you know, winning souls. When you prophesy or when you minister, when you witness, the whole goal is to win souls for the Lord. So people that you witness to, and that's bearing fruit. Now someone else understand and realize the significance of repentance, salvation, repenting, returning to the Lord, and refraining from sin, because sin is transgression of the law. And realizing that the only way to make it out of this situation is through salvation. It's being covered by the blood of Yahweh Shai. It's being chosen, you know, being of that true vines of branches. It says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. So those that are not bearing fruit, the Messiah, who is the true vine, the husbandman will take it away. It'll be taken away by men and burnt, gathered and burnt. And that's going also into World War III, where the tares are bundled together and thrown in the fire. It says, in every branch that bear fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So the Heavenly Father will purge so you can bear more fruit, which is works, deeds, and you'll flourish. Although you'll go through things, you know, to purge is to chastise, to punish, to correct. Part of that is tribulation, persecution. These are the things that allow you to gain more fruit, more understanding. More souls will be won for the Lord. It says, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. So we're cleansed through the word. Yahweh Shai is the embodiment of the word. That power, the word and power. So we're sanctified, we're cleansed. And if it be the Lord's will, that will lead to salvation, to be chosen, to be of the elect. Scripture says, many are called, but few are chosen. Abide in me, and I in you. So when we're abiding with the Lord, he'll abide in us. The Holy Spirit, which will be within us, and we'll be operating in the Spirit, because the flesh and the mind is weak, is desperately wicked. The Scripture says the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. So without that true vine, we can't bear fruit on our own. Everything that we do, it has to be through the true vine, which is Yahweh Shai. Except that it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. So just like the scripture says, we can do all things through HaMashiach, which strengthens us. We can't do nothing without the Lord. Any other way is likened to a thief or a robber coming up some other way. So it's only through the true vine, which Yahweh Shai also represents the door. We have to go through the Messiah in order to talk to the Father. You know, the Lord will pray for us. And having him in our lives, it will bear fruit. And you can't do it no other way. It says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. If he that abideth in me, and I in him, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. So we cannot do anything without the Lord. If the Lord is abiding in us, we'll bear much fruit. With our works, you know, our deeds. And that's not saying that you're perfect, because that's why we need the Messiah. He's the physician. He came for those that are sinners, not for those that are perfect. So, and none of us is perfect. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. So we need the Messiah. And we need to be what a lot of even the wacky tacky Christians say, Christ-centered. So everything we do in word and deed has to be in the mindset of what would the Messiah do? How would he react to this situation and the lessons that he taught us? Because everything that we need is written in the book. There's no things hidden from us when it comes to salvation and how to obtain salvation and what type of person we need to be and what kind of heart we should have. You know, and again, no one is perfect. You know, everybody is fallible, you know, but at the same time, through repentance, you know, we need mercy. So that's why the Lord would always teach things. And it was, you know, in a way, it was like, you know, he would rebuke, but it was out of love. Scripture says open rebuke is better than secret love. So if you have, you know, brothers and sisters out there that's correcting you, and it's, you know, you think about it and you find out that, you know, you are at fault, you know, that's out of love. It's not out of hatred or anything like that. But, you know, if the person is being sincere and they're not, you know, trying to do tit for tat, you know, you bring up something about them and then they're trying to find something about you that they can find a flaw in. No, it has to be genuine. It reads, I am the vine, ye are the branches. So the Messiah is the vine, and you are the branches. He that abideth in me, so those that abide in the Messiah, and I in him, and he supping with you, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. So we can't do anything without the Messiah. He says, if a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. So those that don't abide in the Messiah, they're cast out. It says, and they wither. So when you go into the word wither, means pine away. So the person pine away, they can be in the truth, and then they fall out of the truth. They stop believing, or they let the cares of this world deter them from seeking the Lord, and they go back to celebrating holidays, and they just start forgetting the law. They just stop doing it. They stop believing. They stop witnessing the people. They, you know what I'm saying? They stop praying and all the things that they do. And so they're gonna pine away until they're thrown in the fire, which is ultimately judgment, the lake of fire. And you can also just, you know, kind of imagine, you know, this parable so far as like a vine that has branches, and the husbandman is working, and those that aren't bearing fruit, he takes it away, you know, severs it, cuts it. And then it's bundled and it is thrown in the fire. But then the fruit, you know, the grapes that's on that branch and is flourishing. You got all these, you know, big grapes and stuff like that. That represents the works. And it don't have to be like you're like this leader and you got all these people, you got all these followers. No. It's the works that you do, your deeds. You might not even be in a camp, but the works that you do and the deeds that you do bear much fruit. The fruits of the Spirit, you know. And if it be the Lord's will, I'll go more into the fruits of the Spirit, because everyone ultimately is going to, you know, your situation, whatever you're going through, ultimately it's going to boil down to your faith and your works and you being of the elect, you being of the remnant, you know, chosen from the foundations of the world. Because he said he knew you from the foundations of the earth. And the Holy Spirit will bring all things into remembrance. And if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, so the Lord is abiding in you, and his words, which is the Bible, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. So whatever you ask the Lord, and if it's the Lord's will, whatever you ask, you'll get it. You know, if you pray for more wisdom, more faith, you know, more opportunity to, you know, share the word. It could be as something as, you know, you want a better job, or you want, you know, of course, you know, it ain't about materialistic things, but the Lord, he knows your needs. So whatever you ask for in prayer, he'll give it to you. And you ask in the name of the Lord. I'll read that again. It says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So when we are bearing much fruit, the Father is glorified. Who is the husband? That ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. So when you love the Messiah, you're loving the Father. But if you don't love the Messiah, you're not loving the Father. For people who negate the Messiah, they, you know, they'll say that no man can save you. Because you got people out there that believe that no man could atone for sins. So they don't believe that the Messiah is the Son of God. So all their works is in vain, because they're not going to the true vine. If ye love me. Oh, let me read this again. It says, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So if you keep the Messiah's commandments, you know, which love the Heavenly Father with all your heart, soul, and mind, love your neighbor as you love yourself. He said, I've given you new commandments, which are, you know, renewed, you know, because those commandments are in the old law as well. It says, and if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. So keeping the Heavenly Father through his only begotten Son's commandments, you will abide in the Messiah's love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. With the Father's commandments, or the law, statutes, and commandments. It says, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. So these are the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. That's joy. Love, you know. What is it? What's that? Joy, love, peace, long-suffering. It's a whole list of the fruits of the Spirit. I can't remember offhand, but I definitely remember joy, love. Love is agape, which is brotherly love, which means that you're going to treat others as you treat yourself, or agape. Christians, they use the word agape, and then when you say it in the Greek, it's agape, which is, you know, what they say, love feast, brotherly love. It's ultimately how you treat others. You know, if that was true brotherly love, there'd be no so-called black-on-black crime. There'd be no, you know, body fighting each other over a neighborhood that don't even belong to you. How people treat each other so horrible, very inhumane, and downright sick, psychopathic. Because our people have been under the worst type of slavery known to man. So it's inhumane. So the way that our people have been raised by the oppressor is just dysfunction. Esau created the nigga. So this is what, you know, what our people are subjugated to. You know, the type of lifestyle and the mindset. And only the truth can set a man or a woman free. St. John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Being free from the mental bondage and having that true understanding. Scriptures tell us that the kingdom is within us. So how we think kingdom-minded, it is it's a precursor to the actual kingdom that'll be on earth. And this is why the elites, you know, the New World Order, and even those that are doing their bidding don't want our people to return to the Lord through repentance. They want dysfunction. They want our neighborhoods and our communities destroyed and the other nations flourishing and making money off of us while we're at the bottom of the barrel. No. The Lord, He is restoring our people and giving them the breath of life, standing on their feet, which is the Holy Spirit. Because you can know that you're Israelite, which is, you know, that's going into the valley of the dry bones. That's the flesh and the sinew coming back on those dry bones. And then, you know, the body itself, it stands up, but there's no breath in them. So you're not alive unless you have the Holy Spirit, the breath of life, the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the breath of the Lord. When you go into the Holy Spirit, that is of the Heavenly Father, but it's His breath. And even the Messiah, when He was given the Holy Spirit, He could breathe the Holy Spirit on His disciples. Because the Holy Spirit is likened to the wind. It also go into the liver, rivers, slakia, livers. I said livers. Why am I thinking of slakia? Rivers of living water. It's this place in Kansas City called Go Chicken Go. I don't know if you ever, some brothers and even some of you sisters might know about the livers and gizzards. It is them. Just forgive me, I'm kind of tongue-tied right now. But anyways, I just thought about that, livers and gizzards. But the whole point is that we have to remain steadfast. But the only way to remain steadfast is having the Lord in our lives. You know? And the Holy Spirit within us, resonating in our spirit. And then going back to what I was saying about the rivers of living water. Out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's the spirit. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. So having that joy, love, and that's the kind of joy you'll need in persecution. So no good knowing about the mark of the beast and knowing all these horrible things. You know, I speak on them too. You know, the robotic dogs and the oppression and all of that. But what if, you know, you're in a situation that you're, you know, oppressed? So that's what it's, you know, that's what it's all about, you know, is having that love, joy, and peace. Peace and blessings.